Hey guys, how are you? And welcome to Biz Miracles. This is your girl, Genesis Dorsey, and this is the podcast where we go on the road finding entrepreneurs with supernatural miracle stories. In today's episode, you're sure to find hope and encouragement, as well as practical tips to run a successful God-centered business. Let's get into today's episode. So we're going to be on the road with Lakeisha Dixon today. She hails from Atlanta, Georgia, and she's a certified professional life coach, author, corporate speaker, and breakthrough strategist. She specializes in coaching marketplace and entrepreneurs on how to break through life's barriers professionally, personally, spiritually, and financially. She's an energetic speaker who is able to captivate her audience's attention immediately while identifying and activating their hidden potential. Lakeisha has been featured on radio, TV, magazines, and she even impacts people's lives globally on the internet with her workshops on victorious living, purpose in overcoming obstacles, branding one-on-one, dismantling the chokehold of fear, and using what's in your hands to profit. So without further ado, let's welcome Lakeisha Dixon.
I am doing well, Miss Genesis. Thank you for having me on, girlfriend. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. So, I'm honored to have you on the road with me. You know, and you know, it's funny because even when I think about, you know, being on the road, the journeys that we take in life, there's so many journeys that we take, not just physically in cars and trains and planes, but also in our lives, period. And, you know, the purpose of this podcast, of course, is to talk about the miracles that have happened in your business, the spiritual and natural journeys that God has taken you on. So, of course, we got to open up with a miracle. So I know people are itching. I've been itching to hear about it because I'm telling you, whenever I watch you on Facebook or social media, or even to hear you in person at a speaking engagement, it's like so much power comes out of you. And I know that that power is linked to a powerful testimony and some powerful miracles. So can you open us up into your life and give us just, you know, what if you could think of a miracle, you know, one that really is like, you know, if I could think of a miracle that's happened in my business, this would be the opener. What would that be?
The opener would be the day I repented. It would be the day I repented. I received the miracle actually about 24 hours later in my business. And in my business, what I was doing is I was in a good flow. God, I was coaching. God was sending me these clients. And so what I did was I began to write all the clients that was coming in that particular week. Oh, I'm going to get this off this person. I'm going to make this off this person. And you know, I was counting up my coins that I did not even have yet. And when I tell you, I had totally shifted from God, I trust you to, ooh, this is what I'm going to get. I totally forgot to even glorify God for what he was sending. And I decided to write the people down that I knew was coming into my business. And when I tell you, God dried every single one of those clients up that week. They all called me and canceled. All called me to reschedule. And you know in business, if a client canceled or rescheduled, that's a delay. And that means you're not getting paid. And the Holy Spirit told me, you would never, ever look to the hearts and the backs of people to give you only what I can give you. And immediately, Genesis, I dropped to my knees and I repented. I said, God, forgive me for not trusting you first as an entrepreneur. And I told you, those clients did not call me back, but God sent someone that I would have never expected. They said, we don't have a church ministry and we need to pay our tithes into a ministry. And when I repented in 24 hours, God had that person to pay their tithes into my ministry, which what I would have gotten had he not dried that up. You're talking about a miracle.
Wow.
And they say, we've been following you on Facebook and we see that you've been faithful. So this was not somebody that I had known like that, who I was like, okay, well, I know they're going to sow into my ministry. It came from a completely another direction. And God would do that sometimes so that we won't get comfortable into our own understanding. No, you're not making this happen. This is happening because of your faith in me and because you're trusting me in your business, not because you just so good that people are just coming to you. Remember, everybody who walks into your business, it's because of me. It's because we do business together. And that was a very difficult lesson that I learned in business. But I tell you, I never, ever, and I got to say the word A, never had that to happen again. Once God showed me how he can dry something up in a matter of a week for like a fig tree, I never, ever, ever did that again. I don't even count up people. If they come, they come. If they don't, I still know that God still will supply and provide.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God, that's so good. You know what? Now, it's very interesting because, let's add, I want to bring in some background to what you do and things like that. So can you tell our audience what do you do? You know, what's your official title? What do you do for people? Where are you from? Just so that as we continue this conversation, just in case there are people who are in the similar field or maybe looking to enter, that they can relate this testimony to them. So what do you do? What is your business? Just so we can get some background information.
I am Lakeisha Dixon, a breakthrough strategist. I am a certified life coach. I help break women through the barriers of life mentally, emotionally, financially, and spiritually.
Wow. And how long have you been doing this? How long have you been in business?
I just made 5 years on the 26th of March.
Wow. So that 5-year mark, you know, a lot of people, I want to talk about this. A lot of people usually say, you know, give a business 3 years. And usually after 3 years, you know, they either are really, they're really in it or they're going to give it up. You know, a lot of people, so many people give up in business because entrepreneurship is really a test of everything in you. I mean, it tests literally every fiber of your being. And can you share a testimony where, you know, we talked about where you were tested in a sense where God dried up, I mean, your resources, they're fed to teach you a lesson. Was there ever a time in your business where you were close to a breaking point, where you were close to, you know what, I really think this is going to be like my last week in my business. You know, I really think this is, I'm about to call it quits. I'm not sure what's going on. Have you ever been in that position? And, maybe you haven't, but have you ever been close to where you really were questioning if this was really what you were supposed to be doing?
Oh, yes. Mighty God. In 2006, I was on a road traveling for 7 weeks. Ministering, empowering women, different cities, different countries, ministering for 7 weeks straight. And I said, oh my God, I'm looking forward to this week because I'm about to get some rest, God. I am so tired of the road. I was on the road 7 weeks straight. And lo and behold, 2016, on May 13th, it was Friday the 13th, I could not breathe. I drove myself to the hospital, and I had 2 huge blood clots shot up to both of my lungs from my legs.
Oh,
and I was thinking to myself, there is no way. I'm praying, empowering, coaching, breaking people through, and I'm about to die. Oh, when I come out this hospital, I'm about to pack up from Atlanta and I'm going to move to Dallas. I had already made the plans. Like, this is too much for me. I can't do it no more. This is a lot of pressure. And when I went to the emergency room, the doctor, he was from Egypt. He says, "You are a miracle. How are you here? The burdens that went up to your lungs should have killed you. How are you here? How did you even drive yourself here? All your arteries are clogged. The right side of your heart is failing. You cannot breathe." And I'll never forget that time, Genesis, in that hospital. I was like, this is it for me. I'm helping too many people, helping too many women. How is it this has happened to me? And I was at a breaking point at that point. Maybe I am not in position. Maybe I'm not in position. Maybe the power that's in me was never meant to save me. You know, you go through all these emotions. I don't care how human you are, how saved you are. You can be slaying out people every week. But every woman and every man will come to a place in their life where they have to evaluate. Is this truly what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yes.
I almost lost it. And so at that very moment, I knew when I came out the hospital, life was different for me. When I came out the hospital, I began to, my friends, my environment began to encourage me. Like, girl, you're the breakthrough strategist. You ain't going to let that break you.
Yes.
That's why we need a good environment and support system.
Yes.
Because my best friend was like, what are you talking about? You the breakthrough strategist. No, look how many people are being set free. No. You can't just give that up like that. And because of my support system, because I never want to take credit for something that I know I ain't doing.
Yeah.
Because flesh was telling me deuces. I had a girlfriend in Dallas who was in charge of a hospital. I knew I can get a job there. I said, I'm going to just go to Dallas and I'm going to start this thing reset. But my environment was like, no. That's why in the environment, you can either die or you can thrive.
Jesus, so good. So true. So true. My God.
And I began to thrive. I was just like, okay, all my friends set up the breakthrough strategist, you Lakeisha Dixon. And I mean, my best friend, she know how to boost up the head, honey. She would make anybody feel better. She's a true Elizabeth, a true Mary. Whatever you need her to be, she's going to be Elizabeth or Mary. And I'm telling you, I was ignited. And I say, oh, you know what, devil? You just mad.
Just mad. Oh, my goodness. My God. My God. I have a quick question because I got to ask this. So when I want to talk about this. After that, you said how life changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back on, you know, it's been 5 years, and since that incident happened, since that miracle took place, how has your business changed? You know, a lot of people say, like, you know, when you go through a health scare, you know, your business changes, whether it's your systems, whether it's the way that you do things, whether it's how you deal with people. You know, what were there any lessons that you've learned? And, you know, whether it was how many clients you take on, because the reason I'm asking that is because a lot of times there is this mentality that I'm seeing right now in a lot of business owners who have this feeling that you have to work until your eyes turn red. You have to slave until, you know, you lose all of your consciousness, you know, for you to really make it, you know. And when you went through that, not saying that that's what caused your health scare, but when you went, after you went through that, did anything change that you feel like helped you to not come to any type of breaking point ever again? Like, were there any boundaries that you maybe increased? Were there anything that you put in place to say, you know, I don't have to be working like this at this level. I can make it. I can expand my business, but I don't have to go as hard as I thought I had to go. Did you just change something else? Anything change?
Yes, a lot changed. One, I stopped taking unscheduled phone calls. That was one. And two, I started taking naps. Okay? If I am tired and I have space in my schedule, I'm going to get in my bed because my home office is in my other bedroom. I walk straight to my bedroom, get in my bed and cuddle up. I do not live that entrepreneur lie. You sleep. Sleep is for suckers. Asleep. You when you die. No, I'm sleeping here on heaven on earth. Because what I refuse to do is allow people all opinions of systems to keep me in bondage. I need rest. I'm not 100 if I don't have rest. I cannot function and deal with spiritual coaching on deliverance, purpose, and vision, and all the things business, what my clients bring to me, thinking that I need to wait till I die to sleep. And so I have learned, one, I'm not going to allow somebody to eat up my time by calling me all through the days, dumping on me. Now, I do not answer unscheduled phone calls. You either need to text me or email me, and I will tell you what time slots I have available. And if I am tired, if I have my schedule planned, I don't have anything on my schedule every hour. I don't believe I have to operate like that to make money and be successful and have wealth. I don't need every hour of my time taken up. I'm just not her. And I will go in my bed and rest. I will rest my eyes. I will rest my body. And tell Jesus, thank you. Because when you get to a place where you almost had a near-death experience and you know that you are a walking miracle, you have to know when the Holy Spirit say, listen, I need an hour of your time. I need you to just lay down and listen to what I have to pour into you.
That's good. That is so good. Rest is so important. And, you know, I got this question for you because you are like, I like to call you the wisdom heir, because the wisdom you give for entrepreneurship and just for kingdom living overall is so rich. And I want to talk about rest. I want to talk about this because not just resting in your physical abilities, but learning how to rest in Jesus and allowing them to really rule and reign in your business. So here's my question to you. What would you say to entrepreneurs who are not resting? What would be the, like, because I'm telling you, you know how to snap people back. I mean, you know how to get them right back in. And so what would you say to that person that, that's saying, you know, well, I'm listening to people and they're telling me I need to be doing out here, doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that. And they don't rest their minds. They don't rest their thoughts. They don't rest their vision. They don't rest their thought process. They just don't rest. And I heard someone say a quote today that not resting, of course, is a sign that you lack faith. And it's also a sign that you have, that you don't have faith. And the other thing, too, was that you do not know how to trust, that you have trust issues. So what would you say to that? What would you say to a person that doesn't want to rest, that is in this whole hustle 24/7, you know, what does that say about their faith? And then what would you say to that person so that they can get into correct faith and rest in Him when it comes to their business?
Resting is like going into a prayer closet and praying. If that person is not resting, I know they're not praying. They're not resting, I know they're not praying. Because when we look through the Bible, even when we see Jesus, the Bible says in Matthew 26 that Jesus said, I'm exceedingly sorrowful. Another word for sorrowful is pity, and it's broken. Jesus even had to go into the garden and fall on His face. He understands that when I fall on my face in a position or posture of prayer, I'm going to rest. And what we see is the buildup in that story. We see Jesus praying three times. And when He got up on the third time, He had a strategy. So if you're not resting, you're not in the presence of God. And that means if you're not in the presence of God, you don't have strategy.
Jesus, teach.
Because rest, presence, prayer brings strategy. So what you're doing is you're throwing 50,000 balled up pieces of tissue, wet tissue on the wall to see what's going to stick. When all you have to do is rest in His presence because He'll give you strategy. It wasn't until I started learning as a business owner, why are you hustling like you sell a nickel and dime bags? If you do that now, you're going to be doing it every day in your business. Jesus. And so I had to get strategic in my prayers. Father, I thank You for sending me financial Boazes. I thank You, Lord God, that You're sending me ministry partners who just going to show into my ministry. I call my business a ministry.
Yes.
I thank You, Lord God, that my business is going to thrive on referrals because I'm giving quality service, quality products. My business will thrive. And now, Genesis, I'm seeing the fruit of that thing. And so when you're not resting, how can you get into the presence if you on a computer 11, 12 hours a day? Begging people to buy this, begging people to do this, doing that. How are you resting when you got 50 phone calls, people calling you about their boyfriends and husbands and people calling you about life is unfair? How can you rest? When is your resting place?
Jesus, where is your resting place? My God, where is your resting place? Okay. Oh, my goodness. Let me ask you this. This is good. I want you to come back.
Girl, I'm about to start speaking in tongues. I got to remember this is a podcast.
Listen, oh, my goodness. Oh, my. If you are not resting, you are not praying. I want to touch on this really quickly because, one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast is because, like I said before, so many people don't believe in the supernatural. You know, they really, it's funny, and I'm talking about Christians who they believe in, prayer and church. And even when I talk about when they believe in prayer, it's more like, they know that prayer works. I pray God's going to, talk to me, these kind of things. But then when it comes to their business, to running an actual business, they act as if God is just like, He's someone that I go, I church and this and that, but my business, my business plan, my business though. What would you, I want to talk about this, and here's my question really, I'm going to phrase it like this. When it came to your business, can you describe to me the relationship that you have with your spiritual business partner? What is that relationship like? Because I really want to paint the picture for people of what, I'm not saying that it has to be the perfect model. I'm not saying that it has to be just like yours. But what are the basics that we should have as entrepreneurs in having that partnership, that business partnership with God? What does that look like?
Oh, that's a great question, and I'm so blessed that I can answer this question. You know, Genesis, one of the things when I started my business 5 years ago, I was this black girl that did not have a degree, tried college 3 times. All my classes was remedial. I couldn't get past basic English and basic math. But I knew that $13 was not going to be enough for me to live the lifestyle that I wanted. I knew that it was other things that God has placed on the inside of me that I can do. And I'll never forget crying out to God and say, God, I want to do something great. I want to be great. But how can I be great without no degree? This was just my thinking at that time. How am I going to be great in the city of Atlanta filled with people with degrees and masters, and I don't even have a degree and couldn't even get back past basic English and math courses? Mm. And I'll never forget God told me, he says, Lakeisha, You keep comparing yourself to everybody else, not understanding that I have put profound wisdom on the inside of you.
Mm.
And what I had to learn was how to use that wisdom. And what God would do with me, he was saying, a person have identity crisis when they don't know their identity in me. And so I literally had to look myself in the mirror and say, you may not be able to pronounce every word good. You may not be the best speaker. You may not be the most elegant girl, and you may not know how to cross your legs the proper way and put all your clothes pieces together. But one thing that you have, God has already confirmed in you, is your wisdom. And so I had to be intentional about looking myself in the mirror and say that I would be successful. I didn't do all the whole cliches, but I started saying I would be successful. I would have a six-figure business. I would speak to women all over the world. I began to declare what I wanted to see based at my level of understanding back then. See, when you start at your level of understanding back then, all God do is increase it year by year.
Jesus.
So the level of understanding that I have now is not the same as it was 5 years ago. Your relationship grows with God because everything you do, God, what are we going to do today? I can't do nothing strange for some change. So we have to pay all the bills up in this house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have no man dropping $1,000 on our nightstand saying, hey, okay, go and pay that rent. Go and pay the light bill. We are on our knees a lot praying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God, you know what needs to be met. You know the women I want to encounter. You know I want my business. It's almost like Genesis. I don't even know what a day is like to not either engage God all day. When I'm home, my house is quiet. I have built an environment of inspiration. Everywhere in my home, it inspires me. Wall tattoo, pictures of the word, every place in my house inspires me. But I realize that comes with relationship. That's just saying, God, I want to do business with you. Father God, lead me. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that you're going to send the clients that needs me, because I can't be begging people to come into my program. And it started just at those basic conversations. When I'm in my office, if my day is overwhelming, I sit back in my chair and say, God, what do you want me to do? Father God, do a live demonstration right now for me.
A live demonstration. Come on.
A live demonstration. Like, talk to me of something. But I realized once I began to engage God all day in conversation, what do you want me to do? What are we going to do? People always say, Keisha, when you say we, who you talking about? Because I say it a lot. Well, we will see. They're like, who is we? Me and God.
Me and God.
Because it becomes a part of you. You understand. And this is when I look at my life, married people got to move home with their mothers, and they're married, and both of them got jobs.
Yes.
But when you look at, wait a minute, I've been an entrepreneur 5 years, and I left my corporate job 4 years ago, and that corporate job was only $13.69. But my prayer and the act of faith was, God, if you cannot provide 13 and 69 cents for me an hour, I don't serve the God that I say I serve. I never forget saying that to God. With the wisdom you say you put into me, if I can't on my own without driving an hour 10 minutes away, to a job that's only paying me $13.69, if I can't make that on my own, with the wisdom that you have placed on the inside of me, I don't serve the God that I say I serve. And words like that, Genesis, it takes bold faith. Because I'm not going to say it would haven't been no shaking moments. Sometimes it was times in this business that rent was due 4 hours. We was almost at midnight. And I got a call, I'll never forget, from this guy. He said, God told me twice, and the last time it was real loud, to send you $500 right now. I don't know what you need it for. And that was $500. That's how much of the gap was I was short.
Oh, my goodness.
4 hours on my knees. So when people talk about miracles for business, listen, I can talk about them all day. God gives me documented miracles every year.
Yes. That's how it should be right there. My God. Documented miracles. My God. Documented miracles. Oh, my goodness. We're talking about motivation.
Yeah, Lord Jesus. Come on now. Yeah. I've seen it. He said, God told me, and the second time he said it, it was loud.
Jesus, my God, my God. He will use somebody somewhere. Oh, my goodness. Use their billionaire influence to bless you. My gosh. Yes, he will. Oh, my God.
4 hours before midnight. So that means this is now 8 o'clock at night.
Jesus.
And rent still was not paid. Like, okay, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. How you gonna
and I was on my face that whole day because I knew that I was short. I was on my face that whole day.
Jesus.
Praying for a miracle. And I believe God was testing me. I wonder if she's going to go call her auntie. I wonder if she's going to go call some friends. I wonder what she's going to do.
Oh,
and I kept saying, God, you said you would never shame me.
Yes. My God. He will always provide. Oh, my God. He will always provide. Okay, I got one last thing, because this is just...
That's why we do business with God, and we can't afford to go by other people's cliches. If your cliche is sleep is for suckers, that's you. But that may not be my cliche. And entrepreneurs have to understand what worked for one doesn't mean it's going to work for you. That's why you have to get into that rest, because that rest will produce power. I told one of my clients this morning, how are you going to call on power and you not have power?
Come on now. It's the truth.
I'm calling on Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Even doing that, I'm getting excited. How can I call on power and he not then fill me with power?
Come on now. I'm telling you. Come on.
Okay, girl. So, yeah, let me go on and ask me the next question.
Oh, my God. No, but it's the truth. I'm telling you. I really believe, you know, it's funny because when you talk to different people online, in person, you know, we talk about miracle signs and wonders. But, you know, when it comes to your finances and to your business, you know, I love what you said when you said, you know, when you said that what works for one doesn't work for the other, right? But you won't know what works for you until you spend time with God. And that's
right.
What we do is we rotate other people's cliches, and then we trial and error them in our lives to see what kind of works well. And I really believe that God is not a trial and error God. He's not somebody that says, okay, you go try, and then I'll let you know if I agree with it or not. I mean, he already has your life in order. I mean, he already knows how one thing's going to work and what one thing is not going to work. And he is really willing. He is like waiting. He's excited to give you insight. He's excited to give you knowledge. He's excited to give you wisdom. So, we're pretty much coming to a close. But my last question is really not a question, it's more of a request. I want you, if possible, can you give me, you know, because you're coming, you know, you're basically now in your fifth year, what was the number one lesson that you learned after these 5 years? You're just getting better and better. Oh my God, expanding, speaking to more and more nations. I mean, what God has done in your life in 5 years, most people have not done in like 50, 60 years, you know, 20, 30 years. So what have, if you can give a lesson to an entrepreneur, you know, because what I'm hearing in my spirit is just, expedited progress. You know, I really believe that your miracles are proof that it doesn't take all the years that we hear in the world for you to live that dream life that God has given you. So what would you give an entrepreneur when it comes to advice on, you know, this in all of my 5 years of what God has done, how God has exponentially grown me and my business, this is the one thing I've learned. What is that one thing that you would share to an entrepreneur after those 5 years?
I would share, stop saying that you're not a salesperson. Mm. Every entrepreneur either have a product, a service, or business.
Mm.
That's a very important lesson that I learned. The next lesson I learned, you cannot do business without God. You need both. You got to do missions and you got to do the marketplace. They work hand in hand. It's almost like Mary and Martha. You can't be sitting all day at the feet of Jesus with no implementation, and you can't be working all day never sitting at the feet of Jesus. Both women need to be in one.
Both women, come on now, both, I like that.
Yes. Both women need to be in one woman, because we have to sit with Jesus. And another thing that I would tell everybody who's listening to me, you must understand that as an entrepreneur, things may not always be easy, but if you stick to it, it's just like riding a bike when you have training wheels on. You know, you are depending on those two small wheels in the back to balance you. And when you first start riding, it's a great balance. But there's come a time where God's going to say, it's time for you to take these training wheels off, because now I need your baby to have another baby. And what I have learned in business is Hodge Fleming says it best. It's not about seeing a trend. It's can you expect the next trend? And we have to understand that in order to stay relevant in business, we have to begin to think outside the box, and we have to begin to think big. You know, I heard someone say, why are you always saying, okay, God, I believe in you for $50 this week. When is that going to turn into, God, I thank you for the $50,000 client that I have? I was on a call with a webinar with Julian Gordon Wright, and she said, what is your $50,000 product? And I said, this lady gonna make me slap her. What's she talking about? But I realized God showed me, you don't even have a $10,000 product.
Yes.
You don't know who's coming to your site. And so we have to think big. Don't ever think just because you at a certain level financially, all the people that God will send you will be at that certain level financially. Yeah. Always think big, how you can grow your to the next level, even if it makes you uncomfortable and all those around you terrified.
Come on now.
You go with what you know. So those would be the things that I would say to business owners. Make sure you understand that you are a salesperson, whether you like it or not. You got a product, a service, or a program that you need to sell. And you have to be comfortable with that, and knowing that you got to have two of those qualities in one person. You can't sit too long and not take no action, and you cannot serve too long and not sit. And the last thing was, make sure your baby can have babies. Make sure your business branch off. So that means you may have started off as an author. Now you're birthing out books. Now it's time for you to go take a Toastmasters to expand your speaking engagement. So make sure your babies have babies. That's what I would tell them.
Have you enjoyed today's podcast like I have? Here's how you can connect with today's guest. You can connect with Lakeisha Dixon by going to her website, www.lakeishadixon.com. LAKEISHA Dixon, DIXON.com. You can also connect with her on social media, on Twitter at Lakeisha Q Dixon, Facebook at Lakeisha Q Dixon, and Instagram as The Breakthrough Strategist. See you guys later. Have a great day.